I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come
aboard. Happy Thursday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Havasu to Hartford, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Big Thursday show for you. Coming up, Major League Baseball has taken it on the chin this spring. Billy Ripken, 11-year Major League Baseball veteran, will join us coming up in hour number 4. We'll do baseball with him because there's also this threat beyond the Astros of baseball needing to pivot quickly to be able to not lose more market share with fan bases, young people, and the national conversation. We'll talk about that with Billy Ripken coming up here in hour number 4 this morning. In basketball, Giannis, is he the hero that we need? The hero that we deserve? Willing to take on Drake?
That's very good, Damon.
Are the Sixers breaking apart in front of our very eyes? Washington, could they be trading Dwayne Haskins? Giancarlo's contract, the worst in sports. The FCC makes public its Super Bowl halftime complaints. We'll read through those. JJ makes a steak sound a little bit less appetizing. And we are stunned to a news. All of that coming up this morning on the show. As always, you can dial us up on the phones. Here is your toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Any of those things strike your fancy? 855-212-4CBS. Or on Twitter, you can connect with me, DA on CBS. Follow me, respond, and I will read through your tweets over the course of the morning. But we begin with the NFLPA. We've been talking about this CBA that was approved from the owners and then sent to the NFL Players Association. And you had 32 team reps vote on the new CBA. So the new CBA, the big differences are 17-game schedule. The number 2 seed in the AFC and NFC playoffs no longer gets a bye, because they're going to add a wild card playoff team to both the AFC and NFC. The trade-off for a 17-game schedule is expanded rosters and less practice time during training camp, down to 16 padded practices from 25. Plus, they've increased 5 days off per training camp to 8 days off per training camp. And the revenue percentage for the players goes up to 48% of the revenue. That could also climb later on to the CBA to 48.5. So this is the new CBA. Owners say we can sell two more playoff games and we can sell a 17th week. That means more money for everybody. And so we need your buy-in. The vote from the 32 team leaders, team representatives, was not a slam dunk. It was 17, 14, and 1 abstain. By the way, if you're abstaining from this pretty important vote, I'm wondering what exactly you're doing there. What, just kind of like, you know what, I'm sitting this one out. Don't really have a strong take one way or the other. So now it's in front of the NFLPA, and all they need is a simple majority. And this would then click into effect this upcoming year for some of the changes, including the playoff change. But the new CBA doesn't need to go into effect wholly until next year, because there's still another 13 months left on this CBA. So some of the players are a little skeptical of, wait a second, why are the owners right now shoving this down our throat a year in advance of it expiring? This must mean it's a good deal for them. So there is some skepticism. And now we've had Aaron Rodgers publicly say, I'm not into it. Russell Wilson publicly say, I would vote no. Richard Sherman saying he doesn't agree with it. And the Pouncey twins also being critical of the new CBA. Now, this is interesting because you've got the majority of the 2,000 players of the NFLPA that's probably very interested in expanded rosters and bumping up the minimum salary. That the minimum salary over the next couple of years would go up $100,000 a year. Now, that's huge money to most of us. That's not chump change to fringe NFL players either. And that's kind of the bulk of the league. So you have these stars saying, no, I don't like it. But you likely behind the scenes have a bunch of grinders, a bunch of lunch pail guys saying, no, I need this. Expanded rosters and minimum salaries go up $100,000. I need this. Here's my question. Is there now dissension in the NFLPA over this CBA? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Man, it's so crazy, man. I vote no. Our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that they ain't looking out for the best of the players. And if y'all want my vote, the Pouncey twins vote no. And if any player, any one of our teams, if y'all heard for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the f*** up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't going to let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a bull-ass deal just so these sitting the president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Marquise Pouncey on his Instagram. If you got bills to pay, come to us, the Pouncey Twins. We're basically like a check cashing union. Come here. I can just imagine Marquise Pouncey and his brother hanging outside their house. A line of guys that are about to play for the XFL coming to him for rent money. But look, there is a lot of what I'm talking about in that rant. That you've got the superstars. And the superstars are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt. Those are the guys publicly saying, this is not a good deal for us. I vote no. And then you've got the younger guys behind the scenes who are going, yeah, but I can't afford to miss game checks. And it seems like a good deal for me because my minimum wage is going up. And, you know, there's an expanded roster. So, and that's the majority. And all you need is a majority vote. That's it. You don't need 75%. You don't need 80%. You don't need a consensus. You just need a majority. And there's more grinders and grunts than there are Russell Wilsons and Aaron Rodgers. But there's one of the Pouncey twins going, no, this is a BS deal. They're trying to shove this down our throat. It ain't a good deal. Hold your ground. This is pretty amazing because in the NFL, this has not been a union that's been one of the stronger unions in sports. In 1987, there was a strike and players crossed the picket line. Remember the Dallas Cowboys, 87, star players say, I'm out on this. Lawrence Taylor, 87, New York Giants defending Super Bowl champions. I ain't striking. Forget it. I'm done. I'm playing football. It has never been a supremely strong union. A couple of years ago, 2011, there's the lockout. We don't end up missing any games because players are like, you know what? We can't handle missing game checks. We're not ready for this. Let's come together. Let's get something done. So, yeah, I think right now you've got the haves and the have-nots. And it sounds like there's not a lot of trust in the leadership up top to get the best deal. And if you're asking, well, why does Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt not like this? They don't like it because of 17 games. They don't like it because if they're going to play an extra game after all this chatter about health and wellness and safety and CTE, etc., they need more concessions. They want more concessions. Many of them have said, no, 17 games, that's a non-negotiable. We're not doing 17 games. So this is what I was talking about yesterday. They're talking and shouting from the rooftops about the owner's hypocrisy. That the owners keep saying safety, 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 but now they're going to try to ram a 17th game down the players' throats. And they know they can dangle expanded rosters and higher minimum wage, if you will, because that's the majority of the grunts. That's the majority of the players' union. And they can get that majority vote. And you've got the other guys that have a lot of money going, no, we don't want to play 17 games, everybody. Don't say yes to this. So this is a really interesting vote. Ultimately, I think it votes yes because there's just more guys that say, I'll take the expanded roster, I'll take the expanded salaries, I'll take that, then there are the stars. But I think that there is dissension here. Major dissension. Marquise Pouncey's basically saying that. Don't be fooled. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. The other part of this, Mraz, is you wonder if the guys behind the scenes go, man, you guys don't get it. You know, the offensive lineman that might only be in the league for 2 years, the running back that's a sixth-round draft pick trying to make his way on special teams, you wonder if those guys are going, hey, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, you got all your money. You don't need any more contract. You don't get us right now. You guys are the vocal guys. Everybody knows you. You're the celebrities. But you don't really speak for us.
And I think that's exactly it. And I think that's why the NFL is happy to pose this to the 2,000 players now that the leadership approved it. Because there are way more of those guys you speak of than there are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes. Those guys who need to cash in on what is reported $5 billion extra dollars that's going to be split up. Those guys want that extra money because their shelf lives are only 2 to 4 years in the league. And they're putting their life on the line, running down on special teams, running it and all of that. They want to get their money now before they get out, and they need some money to invest and do whatever their after football life is, where, you know, the Pouncey twins could sit there and they could put their subwoofers in their blazer and blast that music and make Instagram videos, but push come to shove, the Pounceys be set when they retire. They don't need any extra piece of the pie now. Those other young guys absolutely do, and they're gonna vote yes on this.
I wonder if they resent those star players for taking to their very large platforms and trying to, you know, reign all over this because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt, Richard Sherman, those guys have millions of followers and very loud voices. When they speak, it's all over TV and radio and the internet. I wonder if there's guys that, like you said, sixth-round draft pick out of Iowa State trying to make a special teams unit just to make sure he's got a paycheck and stick in the league for 2 or 3 years are going, hey, you know, you guys don't speak for us. Pipe down over there.
Right, which is also why I think it's a good thing. When Aaron Rodgers turns around and talks about, I'm not just speaking for me, I'm speaking for my locker room, and David Bakhtiari's been in the league for a long time, backs him up. I wonder how many of those guys are fearful, basically in their own locker room, for causing dissension of speaking out and going, well, Aaron, I want this. But when the vote comes to them, you know, they might keep their mouth shut and let Aaron Rodgers do what he wants.
Right.
But when they get the equal vote that Aaron Rodgers gets when it comes to the 2,000 players, they'll vote their way to handle themselves, but just not be vocal about it in their locker room. When Aaron Rodgers is posing them a question, you hear the four leaders on the team who make all the money stand up and tell you how ridiculous the deal is.
And if I get this right, if I gather this right, this is not a public vote. It's not like you get together in your locker room and there's like, okay, 30 say yes and 25 say no. This is a private vote that you just send in.
Exactly. Every player gets some kind of ballot via the NFLPA that gets submitted to the NFL and it gets calculated by both parties.
But it does make you wonder if the third string offensive lineman or linebacker is listening to Rodgers, listening to Russell Wilson, listening to J.J. Watt and going, oh, wait a second, maybe they see something that I don't. Maybe I should think about
this. I'm sure there are some. I think it's naive to paint everybody with a broad brush and assume that every six-round backup offensive lineman feels the way we're talking about right now. I'm sure there are you know, a handful of those guys who look at the leadership and go, I should hear these guys out. I respect them, but you know, I wonder how many of those leaders just assume that these guys should follow their lead and just don't, they don't get it because they forget what it was like or never were in that position of being the young guy that needs to make sure they have every dollar accounted for.
This is interesting. The NFLPA is going to vote on this and we'll see where it goes, but you're going to have a lot more vocal either support or opposition to this, I think, over the course of today and maybe the weekend as well.
And real quickly, I would love to see Maurkice Pouncey actually give somebody rent money.
How great would that be?
I have a hard time believing somebody on the Eagles on special teams unit calls Maurkice Pouncey. Hey, remember that Instagram video? I could really use this. Come on.
Well, also that the Pounceys would have a slush fund for everybody stashing this away for a CBA lockout. 855-212-4CBS. What's your thoughts on the latest from the CBA as star players are speaking out against it? 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, the Greek Freak is not only a superhuman basketball player, he's also the hero we deserve to take on Drake. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That's easy. Welcome back, DA, with you here on a fine Thursday morning. And you should watch us. WatchDA.com is where you can go to watch for free every single day. If you have a phone, if you have a laptop, if you have a computer at work, if you have a smart TV, you can watch us at watchda.com. No sign up needed, no subscription fee, no nothing. Just head over to watchda.com every single day. And if you have the radio.com app, you should go there to listen to the show, because at radio.com you can listen live for free on your app. You can listen to podcasts, and within the app, you can watch the show. How great is that? Coming up later on in the show, we are stunned to a news. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Giancarlo Stanton's disastrous contract, perhaps the worst in sports. But first, the hero that we need. Yesterday morning, we talked about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. And the Bucks once again taking out one of their biggest contenders. The Raptors had won 15 straight games a few weeks ago. They're the number two seed of the Eastern Conference. They had the Bucks at home at Air Canada Center. And still, nothing can stop Giannis and the Bucks as Milwaukee wins impressively, and Milwaukee continues to dominate. They are 50-8 on the season. They're on pace for 71 wins, which will put them in that iconic era of the 96 Bulls and the Splash Brother Warriors from a couple of years ago. I mean, that is really rarefied air. That is iconic teams of all time. But it's not just that the Bucks are that good on the floor. It's not just that you have a great player in Giannis playing at his very best and getting better, seemingly. Before the game against the Raptors, Drake brought in, wore a WWE belt, a championship belt, in fact, two of them on each shoulder.
I am the epic fail.
Now, I think these were custom wrestling belts made for the championship season from a year ago. Pete, you're my all things wrestling expert here, so I don't know if you've seen this video. Hopefully you have. Are these actual WWE belts that were in competition for some wrestling Rage in the Cage, or was this personalized, customized for Drake?
Usually the WWE will issue a belt to a champion of a league.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so like the Raptors got one when they won, and it's a custom plate. It's the world title that they use.
Okay.
And each team gets it. The Golden State Warriors got it a while ago. All these teams get it.
I did not know this. And so you're telling me that the St. Louis Blues last year got a WWE belt?
With the St. Louis Blues logos on both sides.
And who gets it? Like the GM?
I guess the team gets it. And
the organization?
They pass it around.
Who knew?
You know, this is such a thing that Pete would hate if he didn't like wrestling. Can we just hand out the regular trophy? Can we just play the game? But wrestling does it. It's like, it's unique. The Blues got one. It's great.
I just said what it was.
Goes against everything that Pete believes.
I just said what it was.
But does it go against everything that you believe, Pete?
I think they overplay it. I think it's overplayed. But it's the thing that's in now. You know, Aaron Rodgers had the discount double check with the belt.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's the thing now. I wouldn't do it, but I'd do something else. But, you know, that's
okay.
What they're doing now.
So Drake comes into the arena the other day with two WWE belts on each shoulder. And he's chirping about the NBA Finals, chirping about the championship. Giannis and the Bucks go into Toronto and win. Giannis was asked about Drake after the game and said, he cares about me. I really don't care about him. I'm just here to win games and help my team. Giannis also told him during the game to sit down and shut the bleep up. This is finally the hero that we need. This is finally the NBA superstar that we need. And you know what? It had to come from somebody that doesn't have U.S. roots, okay? He couldn't have been born here, because if you're born in the U.S. or in Canada, you're too entranced by the celebrity and the music of Drake. You know, none of these NBA guys want to be bad guys, because they all want to be rappers. They all want to be celebrity moguls. They all want to be entertainment moguls. They all want to be in that world. And so it's like, oh, cool, Drake is here. Even if Drake is yapping at me. I mean, I know that the Warriors have kind of had their run-ins, but even the Warriors then playing nice with Drake immediately thereafter. We need somebody like Giannis from outside the U.S., who doesn't care about the hip-hop world, who doesn't care how many Grammys you've won, who doesn't care because it doesn't matter. He's from Greece. He's like, who's that guy? Who's that short, weird, pudgy guy that used to be on that teen comedy show? Okay? I don't care. I don't care. Giannis is like, sit down, shut the bleep up. You care about me. I don't care about you. And I'm going to beat your team's ass. Mraz, this is our guy. We should all be Greek Freak super fans at this point. He is the one guy that can save us from Drake.
How do you not rally around the Greek Freak now in the postseason? It's Drake. It's just, and even if you love his music, he's just trying to be the 2010s version of Spike Lee. It is so overplayed. It is so ridiculous.
Well, we're not in the 2010s anymore.
What are we in?
The 20s.
I don't think that starts till 2021.
So you're going to go down that road.
I think that's the way it goes. But, however, good for him. Enough. We get it. Everywhere we turn. How come every time? Drake is like Marlins, man, but less obnoxious.
Who's worse?
Well, that's a debate.
Who's worse?
That might be the question of the day.
That's the poll question of the day. Who's most annoying? Who's more insufferable? Marlins man or Drake?
I can honestly say both have extremely ruined major postseason sporting events for me by looking at their dumb faces and dumb garb every time I turn on a
extremely
game.
Ruined.
Extremely ruined. Can I add one anecdote just real quickly?
Okay.
I'm sorry to derail. On the belt note,
yeah.
Why are we calling these belts anymore? They're too heavy to wear as actual belts. If you have to put it over your shoulder, it no longer becomes a belt. It's like the rings, they get more obnoxious. We need to stop calling these things championship belts if you can't wear them as, you know, a belt.
What should they be called?
Shoulder throws.
Championship shoulder throws.
Well, that's all you're putting is over your shoulder. When's the last time you saw somebody walk in with a belt like that over a pair of Levi's? It's too heavy. Nobody can walk like that.
So you want them
to why did a belt no longer become a belt? We wake up, everybody put a belt through our jeans, we walk out the door. That's not a belt. It's 40 feet round.
So you want the championship belt
to be... It's not a python.
You want it to be able to be thread through your...
your belt
yes,
loops?
Your belt loops on your
belt.
Jeans.
Pete, I don't remember. Did Hulk ever wear his heavyweight championship belt on, like, in no, his Levi's going to Target?
No.
He
no,
didn't,
I,
right?
I didn't see him.
No, yeah. But there used to be, even in the 80s and stuff, some of the wrestling boxing belts were at least light enough that they could at least be put around your waist, even if they couldn't thread through your pants because they were in Speedos anyway. But now they're so obnoxious, they can't even be worn as a belt. So why are we going through the process of calling them a belt?
The championship shoulder throws.
That's it. Just call it, and we move on. This is how kids are going to grow up confused. They're going to watch wrestling and go, when mommy tells them to put on their belt around the pants, they're going to throw it over their shoulder, and the pants are going to fall down.
I think that's the least confusing part of being a kid these days. Let me also add...
that's on top of their list of the parenting right, things yeah. that need to happen.
Let me also add this. As bad as Drake is, I actually find Marlins man worse.
Of course he is.
Okay, of course. I thought it was kind of a close match.
Well,
here.
No, because here's it's the poll, but here is where I'm going to say, of course. Drake at least mixes up his outfits. Marlins man has to wear the same dumb orange to make sure he's seen.
Okay, I was going to say that there is actually no redeeming value to Marlins man. At least Drake makes music that some people like and that many people buy and that's very marketable and has won awards. I mean, Marlins man doesn't do anything but draw attention to himself. I know there's that one story that he donates the ticket to someone to raise money or something for a cause. But look, Marlins man ultimately is a one-dimensional look-at-me stooge.
Exactly. And look, guys, there's plenty of jerks in the world that do nice things. You could do great donation things. It doesn't make you not a jerk. It might make you have some nice bones in your body, but you're still a jerk. Marlins man showed up to Radio Row, D.A. We're doing a show. What was he doing on Radio Row? Who was interviewing this guy?
Let me tell you, I had a buddy who flew from Sacramento into Kansas City to do some business and said, I'm going to go to the Fog. We're going to go to Allen Fieldhouse for the first time. This was kind of a bucket list item for him. He goes, I say, how was it? I've been to the Fog. I think it's just one of the greatest college basketball experiences. He's like, I loved it. It was the best night ever, except look who I saw. Marlins man was there. He's at a random Kansas college basketball game wearing a Marlins jersey and that dumb visor. Dude, you're at a college basketball game in February. Right. Why are you wearing a batting practice baseball jersey?
If he could borrow my Paul Pierce jersey, that's it. I'd give it to him.
Just wear a button down.
Right.
Go to the game, wear a button down.
But then you wouldn't know he was there.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's the problem.
Exactly.
And with baseball, he's unavoidable sitting behind home plate. At least with Drake, he's not in every shot. And you can kind of ignore him visually. But Marlins man wins because he just sits behind home plate in that dopey jersey. And you have to look at him. You have to see him. He's never out of mind.
He sucks so bad. Sucks so bad. He sucks everything so bad.
But are we partially slightly jealous that he has a life where he
no.
can just get in a plane
no.
and go somewhere and like, I want to go see a Kansas basketball game. And he's just there.
I mean, look, would that be cool to have those resources, that funds? Of course. But there's a lot of people that have those resources and funds. I mean, Marlins man isn't even one of the, I don't know, 5,000 richest people in America.
He's just the most obnoxious.
Yeah, he just flaunts it the most. And again, there's other people that do this, that use their wealth to go to big games. He's just the guy that has to shove it in everybody's face. Again, he was on Radio Row this year at the Super Bowl wearing a Marlins jersey.
That says Marlins man, right, on the back?
Exactly. Nobody wants to interview you. Nobody cares about
you. No, that's the problem. Some people do want to interview him.
Well,
that's the problem.
That's a bad problem. But he also doesn't have to wear the Marlins man jersey.
Of course he not. Of course he doesn't. What do you even get this guy for Christmas? That's all he wears. What do you get him? Can't get him anything.
I
got
feel
the
like,
same shirt.
I feel like you'd wear a Mraz jersey if we made you one.
No, because Mraz actually has a Mraz jersey that the New York Giants made him.
That's a good point. It's hanging in my man cave.
Okay. We get you some kind of sidekick shirt that said Mraz. You wouldn't.
Well, like I'm
with
not
8'10" on it.
Time out, bogus. But that's different. I would wear it, but I wouldn't wear it to every single thing and make sure everybody knew who I was. This is Dwayne Bowe walking around Publix with his own jersey.
I did witness that one time. Dwayne Bowe was in front of me in line at a Publix, a grocery store in Florida, wearing a Dwayne Bowe jersey. I was like, well, that can't be actually Dwayne Bowe. Oh, God, it is Dwayne Bowe. Dwayne Bowe right now out of the NFL. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter. DA on CBS. Andrew Bogish has our headlines. Good morning, Andrew.
DA, good morning. So over the last week, Jason Tatum has been the best player in the NBA.
Tatum to his left. Bogdanovich on him. Tatum steps to the left. Three in the air. Got it!
Ooh, good night, everybody. Drive safely.
Cedric Maxwell, Sean Grandy, Celtics Radio. Tatum, 33 points, 11 boards in a 114-103 win in Utah. That's three in a row with 30-plus points and a field goal percentage over 60% for Tatum. He and Donovan Mitchell went mano a mano in the second quarter of this one, knocking down 16 shots for a combined 38 points over those 12 minutes. Boston head coach Brad Stevens.
Those two guys are really good, aren't they? Sometimes I think we get, we over-scrutinize, the better players in this league because when you watch them do what those two are doing, not very many people can do that.
Mitchell finished with 37 in his team's fourth consecutive loss. The Sixers are like the Yankees, dropping like flies. First, Ben Simmons and his lower.
Beckle.
Now Joel Embiid sprained his left shoulder in the first quarter of last night's 108-94 loss in Cleveland. Embiid left the arena in a sling. Head coach Brett Brown couldn't say post-game how much time Embiid would miss, if any. The Clippers, a 102-92 win in Phoenix. The Mavs topped the Spurs, 109-103. Minnesota surprised Miami, 129-126. And the Rockets rocked the Grizzlies, 141-112. That's five in a row for Houston. No LeBron tonight when the Lakers meet the Warriors. He has a sore groin. College Hoops, number 9, Maryland, was down 16 with 16 minutes left last night at Minnesota.
Cowan fakes the three, drives the baseline back to Wiggins with 4 seconds to go. Here's a three from long range, and the hit is by Daryl Morsell. And the Terps have got a lead with 1.9 seconds to play. 74-73. Are you kidding me?
That's Johnny Holiday, who I think is older than Gary Gerald on the Terrapin Sports Radio Network. The
really?
Terps closing on a 10-1 run to steal a 74-73 win.
Well, that would be the biggest win of them all.
Johnny Holiday out-surviving Gary Gerald?
Being older than Kings announcer Gary Gerald.
It's possible.
And still on the air.
Johnny just as legendary a voice with a similar, I don't know about telegraphs, but he has done almost everything possible in broadcasting.
Look, all I know is this. Tonight, we finally have a duel to the death again between Gary Gerald and Mark Johnson. It's Gerald, it's Johnson. They both have games tonight. The Kings are in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Also, the Colorado Buffaloes men's basketball team is in action, which means tomorrow morning we will have another edition of Vocal Combat.
What a poorly timed release of Jersey Shore Family Vacation Episode 1 to go up against Gerald versus Johnson tonight. You can't have it.
You got to have it. I'll be locked into Gerald Johnson. You can have your Jersey Shore.
No. It? I'll be locked into Gerald Johnson. I'm saying it's a bitch up by MTV. You can't put out Jersey Shore the night of a Gerald versus Johnson.
You can't. And what Jersey Shore is this? Is this like Fuller House where they're now parents of the kids that are going to the Jersey Shore?
Sort of, but they leave their kids to party still. This is, and the situation comes out of jail. We find out how his life is tonight.
Well, they're old enough to have kids that are partying, right?
No, no. They are leaving their kids at home, and they are going to various parties. They'll go see Paulie D in Vegas.
Oh, God. Mm.
They'll do all this. I mean, look, it's a lot of fun.
For whom?
The viewer. They put up a nice production.
Not me.
A nice production. You like the production value?
No, the producers have a job on that show.
The headline says 7 Astros hit in 5 spring training games. It sounds like vengeance for cheating, but Alex Bregman got hit yesterday, Jose Altuve on Monday by non-fastballs, so they don't count. And Dustin Garneau and Jake Myers have also been hit, and they had nothing to do with banging on garbage cans.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think this is not happening just yet. And if you're going to go out in style. Former Penn basketball coach Jerome Allen gets a 15-year show cause penalty from the NCAA.
15
for
years?
For major NCAA recruiting violations. For those of you that don't know, a show cause penalty means if a school wants to hire you, they need to tell the NCAA why they need to hire you and not someone without a show cause penalty. Plus, you get suspended, and they have to show how you're not going to mess up again.
It is a literal scarlet letter.
So this guy took upwards of $250,000 from a rich dad who wanted him to train his son to eventually play basketball at Penn. Allen admits to knowing that this kid could never play Ivy League basketball, but kept going to Miami, kept training him.
And that's saying something. He couldn't play Ivy League basketball.
True. Went to Heat games, was given bags of money as he left town. He has pled guilty to a money laundering charge in connection to all of this. But at the end of the day, he's a Celtics assistant, so he's good.
Yeah.
But a 15-year show cause penalty.
Yeah, this is a pretty funny story. I read a deep dive on this by Sports Illustrated a couple of months ago, and it's pretty aggressive how badly he cheated. By the way, 2 huge road games for the Gerald versus Johnson duel tomorrow morning. As I mentioned, the Kings are in OKC to take on the Thunder. The number 21 Colorado Buffs are at Cal.
Oof.
So Gerald versus Johnson, who gets up against the home or the road crowd more will be tomorrow morning here on the show.
Fire versus ice.
Thank you, Andrew. When we come back, Giancarlo Stanton's contract quickly becoming the worst in sports. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
If you're JD and he's in a let me type away because I'm going to laugh at what DA said, make him on a harassment. I don't want to hear from you because my guess is, JD, you half-ass it at work all the time.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us on a fine Thursday morning. The DA show is available in podcast form. If you ever missed any show, want to hear it again, you can listen to full hours. All 4 hours are posted on all places that podcasts are downloaded. Also, the best of the DA show every single day, available in podcast form.
I'll see your Schwartz and raise you a Schwartz.
49 minutes past the hour. Just search the DA show. Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, CBSSportsRadio.com, and other places that podcasts are available.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
Let's talk about Giancarlo Stanton. Because, woo, baby, is that a doozy.
Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo.
A couple of years ago, there was only really 2 teams that could have absorbed Giancarlo Stanton's ridiculous no-trade contract from the Miami Marlins. One was the Los Angeles Dodgers. One was the New York Yankees. Now, the Yankees had finally started to see some of those big contracts come off the books. Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Mariano, CC Sabathia could see the light with the Jacoby Ellsbury. Finally, some of those big, hulking contracts were going to come off the books. And what did Brian Cashman do? He said, you know what? We need to add one more. We can't have clean books here. We need to have some type of albatross financially around our necks. And so we will trade for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, they got Giancarlo Stanton for a song. They gave up nothing to get him, but that's only because there was only really one bidder, because the Dodgers said, yeah, we're not interested in this. We're not interested in this remarkable, ridiculous contract, which, by the way, Giancarlo Stanton signed for 13 years, $325 million. 13 years he signed a deal. 13 years. He signed it at age 25. It goes through age 39. The Marlins said, led by Derek Jeter, look, if you take this contract, we'll take back nothing in return. We just don't want this contract anymore. And the Yankees said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Since he was traded for, Stanton has been booed. He's been ridiculed. He's been, most importantly, injured. Missed all but 18 games of last year's regular season and was a sitting duck in the postseason. And now we are a month away more from opening day, and he's already out for opening day. Strained calf. Mraz, your beloved New York Yankees have Giancarlo Stanton on the books this year, $26 million. Next year, 29. 2022, 29. 2023, 32 mil. 2024, 32 mil. 2025, 32 mil. 2026, 29 mil. 2027, 25 million. You finally get a buyout in 2028. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Giancarlo Stanton is the worst contract in sports.
There is no question. There is no bigger stiff in sports than Giancarlo Stanton. Just a week ago, he's talking about how many home runs he would have hit if he knew what pitches were coming. No, you wouldn't, because you don't stay healthy. This guy is a bum. He is taking up, hogging roster spots and stunting the development of some really good Yankee prospects.
Stunting!
Stunting! They can't get Clint Frazier and Andujar at bats properly because they got to hold a DH and a left field spot for this absolute stiff. And you know what? If you want to look like the Terminator and lift all those weights, not the LeBron Terminator, and be jacked out of your mind and look like a freaking Under Armour mannequin, if that's going to make all your muscles tight, that the moment you step out of bed in the morning, you pull another muscle, then stop lifting weights. You know who doesn't pull muscles? Me. I walk out of bed every day, don't pull a muscle. You know why? Because I don't look like an Under Armour mannequin. So, there's something to be said.
No, you don't.
There's something to be said for being too ripped. And Stanton has gone over the top so he can take his little shirtless photos with whatever girlfriend next to his in-ground pool. This guy sucks.
The guy has an in-ground pool.
The guy's an in-ground pool. DA, this contract's not over until I'll be 40. Till I'll be 40.
Oh.
Think about that. Oh. I'm a young man. Till
young.
I'm 40. You have to buy this guy out now, eat the money, because all you're doing is blowing it. And so what? He plays another 9 games this year, comes back for the postseason, and he's got to automatically bat third because he's making $1 trillion? He sucks. And another note on that, if a Yankee fan, and I love the guy his whole career, dare ever cheers Derek Jeter if he steps foot in our hallowed grounds in the Bronx again, no. No.
You want to boo Jeter now?
He robbed the Yankees with a hood on, gun to their head, like we were gas station clerks. It's a terrible job. Derek Jeter knew he could play with the Yankees and play with the heartstrings, and now the Yankees are absolutely screwed because we have this 7-foot hulking Under Armour mannequin bum of a man on the team taking up all this money. This guy sucks.
But at the time, didn't it seem like Jeter was doing a favor to the Yankees?
He knew what he was doing. He knew this was a disaster waiting to happen, and it's absolute moronic, stupid, Cashman, all of them, get them all out.
It's the worst contract in sports. He's paid minimum $25 million through 2027. He won't have any calf or elbow or shoulder left by the end of this contract.
That's baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.